Hey everybody, it's Kai with a totally fresh episode of Corner Office for you today. This time, I'm talking to Tyrell Mahoney, the president of Chronicle Books. They're a publisher based in San Francisco, but they do things a little bit differently than your Random Houses or your HarperCollins's. They don't necessarily want to sell you books in a bookstore. They want to sell you books in any store, really. Clothing stores, cooking stores, and the kinds of books they sell, that's a little different too. The titles include things like the Game of Thrones coloring book, Star Trek Cats, and Inside Out, A Personal History of Pink Floyd. They have range, you might say. So here we go. My conversation with Tyrell Mahoney, president of Chronicle Books.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Tyrell Mahoney, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai. Great to be here.
Tell me what Chronicle Books is, would you?
Sure. Chronicle Books is a publisher based here in San Francisco. We're one of the largest publishers of illustrated nonfiction publishing. We work across all sorts of lifestyle categories, whether it's cookbooks, wellness, pop culture. And we also have a large children's division where we do picture books, board books, and some YA middle grade books.
YA young adult, right?
Young adult, sorry.
Just remembering my days working at Borders, but that's a whole different
right.
thing.
Did you work at Borders?
I did work at Borders, yes. That I was working at Borders before I got into public radio, but that's a whole different
what
thing.
What store number?
And also,
yeah,
I'm interviewing you, by the way.
Sorry.
I don't remember
I would love
the store
to
number.
Hear about your days at Borders.
It was the one down in Palo Alto.
It
used to be in the theater on University Avenue.
I know it.
Tell me where Chronicle Books sort of fits in the publishing world then, would you?
Sure. We really consider ourselves a very unique publisher in the landscape. We are, as I said, the largest illustrated publisher out there probably. But more importantly, we are distinct and unique to ourselves in that we have both our own large publishing list as well as we work with quite a few other publishers as their distributor. Brands like Moleskine and other children's publishers that do toys and games. So we run across quite a few different categories. All visual.
Well, right. So it's the visual thing that got us talking to you. We got in the mail it was a graphic book about Star Wars. And I forget the exact details, but it was like
Star Wars super graphic.
Okay, yes, that one. So you describe
exactly.
it. You describe it because clearly I can't.
Well, this is a great book. We've been publishing with Lucas, now part of Disney, for probably 25 years. And it's a great way to characterize who we are as a publisher. They came to us back in the early 90s to develop publishing that was really could invoke what we do as a publisher, which was high-end, highly visual, really surprising publishing. So this new book with them is really incredible because it's taking all the data, all the history, all the lore, all the characters of the Star Wars franchise and presenting it with a very, very clever author into infographic form.
Yeah, it's super cool. And we couldn't figure out a way to do the book itself in a way that made sense on Marketplace. So we said, well, let's talk about the business model of this with the person who runs the publishing house.
Right.
So it's an interesting thing that you do because it's not just books, right? It's all kinds of other sort of addenda that feel good and tangible in the hand, right? And you have to get people into retail stores and it's all of that.
Retail is critical for us because it is the experience. Our books really have to be discovered. They can be found in a store. They're merchandised with all sorts of other products sometimes, or in a bookstore on a shelf, or even on a table alongside other types of gifts, stationery, and best-selling novels. We really are very distinct.
Is Jeff Bezos and Amazon your worst nightmare or what?
It's complicated. Amazon has been a great customer of ours, and they have been an incredible, they've offered incredible convenience to people who want to buy books. What we often worry about is what about our retailers, these incredible partners of ours out there in the market who are creating both surprise and interest around all sorts of different products, and they're also creating community. And our books really do need to be discovered. There is some serendipity that happens at a store, and really it's a Chronicle book that often benefits from that kind of discovery.
I totally agree about the serendipity. Who, I wonder, though, is your competition? Is it the Penguins and the Random Houses, or is it somebody else that I'm not even thinking of?
Well, it's a lot more of the bigger publishers have kind of figured out what we do and mm-hmm. what we do well and are trying to emulate that. And more specifically, if you were to look at Random House or any other big publisher 15 years ago, they really didn't care about where else they could sell books outside mm-hmm. of the big bookstores, whether it was Borders, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And here we were, a publisher that was creating visual books that we knew had an opportunity to be discovered as a gift in anything from a small gift shop on downtown Main Street to a pet store to a gourmet store, and bringing those books and working with our retailers who really did step out and do something different by seeing the opportunity in books. That is now something those bigger publishers are figuring out and trying to be a part of.
When you say retail outlets for your books, you're not just talking bookstores, right? You're talking like Williams-Sonoma and Strollo Tablo and places like that. I mean,
for sure. We're talking anything from, as I said, a small gift store downtown Main Street to Urban Outfitters, a great account who sells a tremendous amount of books, to also, you know, a local winery who might have a gift store, or even a hotel gift store. We're looking at any opportunity to bring books where people might not be thinking about buying a book, but will certainly be drawn to a book as a gift or as something to pass time with.
Was there an aha moment when you realized you couldn't just be at Barnes & Noble or Borders? You had to be in you know, food supply stores and all that?
There was. It wasn't in my time, but there was the story goes that the president of the company for the last 40 years, he was also the sales rep back in the, I think, late 80s, and he went to Barnes & Noble to present our full fall front list, which is our new titles, and he came back with no orders for any books, and that was the moment where he and others thought, we got to figure out a different way of bringing books into the market. We can't build our house all around Barnes & Noble.
That's pretty smart, actually. If I call Chronicle Books quirky in a non-pejorative way, would that be a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's a great thing. Quirky to me sounds like surprise. It sounds fun. It sounds clever. Those are all the things that we try to emulate in our books.
You know how this economy has changed so much in the past, I don't even know, let's just say 10 years. Has publishing changed along with the economy?
For sure it has. I think just going back to how retail has changed in these last 10 years, how Amazon has influenced publishing in the last 10 years. How we're marketing our books is both directly to consumers and making sure we're capturing that demand, whether it's online or in stores. And we're also, again, trying to figure out how do we stay on top of trends. That's something that's continuous, but it's still a big part of how we're trying to anticipate the business. I would also say the other thing that's changed really considerably, when you think about e-books, which really took hold in its second life 8 years ago, let's say, and that hit the market. Everybody wanted a Kindle. Everybody wanted a Nook. Everybody wanted an iPad, and we're going to read our books all digitally. For us, that didn't change our model at all, but it did change publishing. And what we saw, which was really wonderful, and what we're still experiencing, is a great appreciation still for that printed book, and in particular, that children's book.
You've been running the place for a year, plus or minus, right?
Minus 7 months in, not counting.
Okay. All right. Well, this is perhaps a front-loaded question then, but with an identity as clearly established as Chronicle Books has established it, where do you take this company next? What's your big thing going to be?
That's a great question. You know, a lot of what I really am lucky for or grateful for is this really well-established brand, something that is distinctly and uniquely Chronicle. So when I look out into the future, of course, I'm thinking about how do we stay on trend? You know, the publishing business is not a fast-moving business. We're acquiring a book today, and it'll probably be out there 18 months,
wow.
24 months from now.
Wow.
So that is a challenge.
Yeah.
And for me, it's thinking about how do we move more quickly? Because, you know, people are, they want things more quickly. We want to be able to provide really interesting publishing for interests and trends that are happening now. So
yeah.
How do we move quickly, I think, is what I'm mostly concerned about, is tightening up that process, figuring out how we really stay ahead of trends so that we're there in the market at the right time. Once we, a couple of years ago, we saw a meme that was starting to take hold and gain popularity, and it was Grumpy Cat. I don't know if you've
heard
of this guy, but we saw this. We thought it was hilarious. We were lucky enough to get a book deal pretty quickly, and we probably got out in the market in 12 months.
Ooh,
and we had
zippy.
A huge success. We sold 500,000 copies of that little, and it's a girl, that little gal's
I didn't know that.
Funny comments and pictures it is. But, I, you know, how quickly that, or how often we can do that is I think less and less, really finding something that will still be of interest 12, 18 months from now.
What keeps you up at night? What's your worst nightmare?
I think back to retail. I really it's hard to know for certain what our retail landscape is going to be 10 years from now and even 5 years from now. It's changing. There's a lot of smart retailers out there, and I'm heartened to see new bookstores being opened.
Even by Amazon, by the way.
And isn't that ironic? the fact that Amazon has decided to go into bricks and mortar does say something. So that keeps me up, figuring out where we're going to get all of our incredible publishing into the hands of people who may not be looking. It's just a different experience than the online aspect. But it's there. And like I said, I think retail will have to get smarter and probably smaller. And we won't have big mega stores for our books as much as we will have still those smaller retailers doing really interesting and creating community, which is what bookstores do so well.
Tara Mahoney, she is the president of Chronicle Books. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's great.
Take a second now, if you would, to subscribe to this podcast, would you? And if you haven't already left us a review on Apple Podcasts, do it for us, would you? It really does help. This episode was produced by Bridget Bodner. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the executive producer. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdal. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.